The problem of parametrization is with a project called Genealogy. Just to say a quick word about it, it's a generative art piece. It's a software, basically, with generating objects, entities that are growing, becoming older, reproduce, etc. It's looking like a genetic algorithm, but it's a bit more. It's not really using this kind of thing, and so it grow up for half an hour, and it will start at several spots, and then the entities will grow up, reproduce, and then populate the world space and continue invading or eating the white space until they reach the border of the space, and then the whole system will start again. So it's
and they die.
Yeah, they die when they grow old
enough.
Okay,
they do.
So
they
have years here,
yeah.
And they have maximum lifetime of 100 years, and they have a probability of dying before, and the probability is becoming higher. They have a maximum number of child per so there is a gender in the entities. There was a representation of the gender, etc. And the lines you see are the relation between the children, let's say, and its parents. So this is to make this running correctly and presenting it. What I have behind is a set of code. I have it open here. So it's, you don't see a lot, but it's basically this project. So you have all the classes here that describe the different entities. So I chunk the work to do to make this kind of image in concepts. So these concepts are working together. You have the main application, and then for each entities you have G people, and then the G people have relation between them and relation with other entities like the tribes and this kind of thing. And this is working fine on the CPU, but if I let the program run as it wants, I end up with something completely covered, completely stuck, so no, how to say. The idea here is to produce something that looks like a drawing and not let the space becoming completely filled up with the thing. So I have to adapt the process with parameters and threshold. I don't know if you see this kind of thing. So. And this is the configuration. We were talking just before that, and it's an interesting question I had. I don't have any response for that, but this, I call it a configuration, and in my point of view, configuration is a set of parameters. So each of this line is one parameter, and the wall is the configuration of the program. And as you see, I can really tune everything.
Can you put it a bit lighter?
Sorry. Yeah. I think that. Yeah. Thanks. Some of the parameters are related to display redefinition or viewport width. Other things are related to the maximum numbers of things we can have when the program starts or during the process. It cannot be more than 1,000 people, 10,000 people. This is display configuration also. And you have another part of the, these are the things that I, this is the top layer of the configuration, so things I need to fastly modify. So these are external to the application, and these are mainly related to display, because when I arrive somewhere, I have a beamer and I have to adjust things to it. There is another part
of the configuration was done directly in the code. I will put it down. And these are things that are not changeable easily. I have to recompile the software, but this is.
I stayed my point.
Chance to find the right.
Only by women. Exactly.
This example is the simplest because it doesn't include interactivity. It's just generative, so I can just define once and for all the parameters, and they are constantly applied during the running of the application. For the thing you have below, so the installation with Skynet, it's a bit more complex because it's. I can show you the file I had in there. So each point have different. So all the files you see here are configuration of one of the Kinect points. And so you have a lot of things in this file that help adapting its behavior. And on the other side, on the display side, you have, you have thing like this. So you have also another configuration with parameters for the name of the bone to receive, the name of the avatar to load, and this kind of thing. So it's. Really, for me, parameterization is the way to constrain or restrict what the program can do, and to to make it do what is interesting to look at, not letting it run widely, like or making it. Part of the thing here, without this, the program will not do anything. So it's a mix of explaining to the program what you have to do, and at the beginning, how we have to understand the variable they will receive, and also to load it with something. You see that there is a lot of comments here. For instance, you have avatars, a list of avatars that are commented. This is for the other, for the test of the first day. And this is the bowl you have now in the installation. So it's really a way to configure, to change the behavior of a program. Do you have questions? Remarks?
Could you load these configuration files on the Etherbox?
It would
be interesting to.
I don't have internet, but the whole project is versions on the Bitbucket. The easiest, I think, would be to put the link to the repository.
So it would be nice to think about the wording of this file.
Yep.
One minute left.
Yep.
What is interesting in the many configuration files I've seen, and I see it with you again, is there's configurations that touch actual parameters, but there's also something in the naming of the parameters that is a sort of pre-description of the world.
For genealogy, it's particularly the case, yeah.
On that level, you can already do a lot of
like the concept of the parameter or something is
already expressed, and I think that forces somehow certain ranges of possibilities through its vocabulary.
Yeah. Yeah.